So in the last podcast, we took a look at the Bop It, which has an exclamation point at the end of it, and it'd be the Bop It. We're going to take a look at the Bop It Extreme. Well, excuse me, the Bop It XT. It's kind of like the Bop It Extreme, thus way I kind of got them confused. And instead of just having Bop It, Twist It, and Pull It, it has Bop It, Twist It, Pull It, Spin It, and Flick It. So it's got five commands, more game modes, more stuff, more levels. And it also has
solo
headphones. Isn't that nice?
Pass it. Party. One-on-one. Solo.
So yeah, you get more,
pass it. Party. One-on-one. Solo.
And then we can, twist. No, it's, flick.
Novice. Novice.
To change our difficulty level. And spin.
Blasting.
To change our
quiet. Loud.
Change our, volume. So let's give this a go. I have no high score.
Bop it to start. Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Spin it. Flick it. Bop it. Twist it. Twist it. Bop it. Flick it. What?
Oh.
You can do this. Score 9.
So I'll give it another try. I don't know if there's a particular way to hold this. You definitely want to have all the controls accessible to you.
Score 9.
At all times.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it.
Seems like these are always the same.
Spin it.
Oh.
Flick it. Bop it. Bop it. Spin it. Pull it. Twist it.
Oh,
you can do this.
I flicked it.
Score 9.
Like I said, it's definitely tougher. You know,
Bop it to start.
You definitely have to think more.
High score 9.
And you have less time to do it in, just because there's
Bop
more
it.
Things.
Twist it. Pull it. Spin it.
Oh, I went to reach for
quick as a cat.
Spin it and didn't
score
get in time.
3.
They have two handles that you hold it with, and maybe
9.
You're supposed to use those.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Spin it. Flick it. Flick it. Bop it. Spin it.
Oh, I spun it.
Focus.
All right, so let's... We're going to pretend score that I have
7.
Two people.
Pass it.
And we're going to play...
Party.
Party. Now, in party, each person would hold it by a separate handle.
Bop it to start.
One person, I believe, would get pull and spin, pull and flick.
I'm going
no.
to sleep.
Pull and twist. The other person gets spin and flick. And your goal is to repeat the commands. Then when it says bop it, you have to be the first to hit your colored bop it square, either green or yellow. And obviously, if you're playing with somebody, they can tell you which one's which. Your goal is to get 5 points.
Solo. Pass it. Party.
Let's give it a try.
One-on-one.
It's me versus myself. Let's go.
Spin it. What?
Oh, never mind.
Yellow wins.
Yellow won. So, yeah. All right, let's try this again.
Spin it. Twist it. Oh.
Oops.
Green wins.
Haha, green won that time. Come on, let's actually play. Let's go. All right, yellow got it.
Pull it. Pull it. Spin it. Bop it. Green.
All right, green got it.
Flick it. Twist it. Spin it. Flick it. Oh.
Nope.
Yellow wins.
So it's more fun, obviously, if you have two people. And then you have party mode, where in party
Bop
mode you
to
have
start.
To bounce it off... different body parts and repeat the commands. You also have
shake it.
Shake it. You pull out a little switch here, and
solo.
You can shake it. Let's try that really quick.
High score 9.
I've heard that this doesn't work very well.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Spin it. Flick it. Shake it. Spin it. Flick it. What?
I did.
Keep trying.
Well,
you'll get it.
Anyways, that's what you're supposed to do. And you can turn that one on or off. I just turned it off by pushing this little piece back in. And yeah, that's Bop It XT in all of its glory, I guess. And you know,
I'm going to sleep.
Sounds like a good idea. So anyways, that's a quick look at what this is. I have a harder time with this one. It's more challenging, but it's more fun. And I like the headphone fact that you can play with headphones and not annoy everybody in the rest of the house. So if you're a parent, hey, get this for your kids, and you won't have to hear it.